Blog Talk Radio.
Ace Visions Productions. Visions Productions.
Naked. So we owe them. So pull out your pen, sign an autograph.
make a new friend. Just get your boys to bring the noise and just swing it. Now party people in the house, sing it. Party people in the house, listen up. How the man with the plan and the man rips it up. Peace to Howie G, good looking G. Swing a hot dog, Doc, no but F, love for Dickie. Fish and chips with the hippie, hippie hips. Before the tune ends, give me some lips. Sanity Crystal, my niece, and Lady Kazam, my homegirl, peace. And leave the guns and have fun. Ow. And oh yeah, sing it. Back to 1990, Chub Rock jumps upon the scene with a lane and a hardcore dream. The dream wasn't crafted to be pornographic. Decency started from the Crip Plus kids. Don't need to hear all of that on a rap. The strength of my vibe placed Chubs on the map, cause authority, seniority goes forth me.
This song says God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go.
Dougie, yo, told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mad petition. Lately, this cash I'm getting, got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life. They be trying to keep me down. All this time, never thought I'd make it out. No, no, no. All my life, they be trying to keep me down. I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going through courts. Went to jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See, how you gon' joke about stimulus? But they really had came in the clutch. I know some kids wanna hurt themselves. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health. But
all my life,
all my life,
they be trying to keep me down. All this time, never thought I'd make it out. No, no, no. All my life,
they be
trying to keep me down.
First generation ghetto nigga, cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Yo, enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico. And how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them by the lap, niggas, so they think they ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling, they bad. Fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard of little buddy till somebody murdered little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a plane of tunes all day in my room.
think of damn. This shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule. If you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just bent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill them is old age.
All my life,
they be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
never thought I'd make it out.
No, no, no.
All my
life,
they be trying to keep me down.
Marvin, put your hand up.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday night, y'all. It's Saturday night. But it's a show for Friday night. Because Blog Talk last night caused us some problems where we couldn't operate. So we had technical difficulties. So we're going to try to get on here tonight and see if anybody going to come on and talk about what they wanted to talk about last night or something they might have just thought about today. I'm waiting on a few people to come on with me. We should have Uncle Larry on here with us. Also, Brother Marvin, he said, yeah, man, y'all to go and get a show. And I figured, hell, Saturday night ain't really doing nothing but trying to find movies. Why not get the people the voice of something they want to do tonight? I also want to give a shout out to one of our brothers we lost, longtime friend. Been watching him since I was a young man. We called him Bob, Black Bob. He had a car back in the days called Black Magic. A lot of y'all might know him because he go way back to the 30 days. He had about a 66 booth. It was a nice, clean car. We would be down the block. He was right at the end of the block at a shop called Chris and Bud's, 72nd and Ashland. The block I grew up on, but I was on the 1400 block, and he was down by Ashland, right on the corner there. And he would fire that car up to pull it out so they can get to working. We'd run down there. look at the car, listen to it, and then come on back to the house. And then when it's time, the end of the day, when they get to working, we'll run down there again so we can hear it run. Now, that's how we was about race cars. Later on, as we got older and started building our own race cars, he became good friends with my cousin Ralph. He lived across the street. Ralph and Derek, the Lock Boys, is what we called them. They had a few cars, a Nova, Z28, a few more cars they used to tote around and drive around and race. And he came down there and he was helping them with their cars and stuff, you know. Well, he passed away, so I just want all y'all to keep him and his family and friends in prayer. And, you know, those who knew him, if y'all want to say so, y'all can raise your hand. I'll let you in. It was something else that I did want to talk about. If it was someone else I wanted to mention, it's somebody else who lost a family member. I think Big Sham mentioned him Thursday night. Right now, my brain ain't working. I also wanted to give my condolences to that family. Other than that, we going to try to get it started and find something to talk about. You know, they had a pretty interesting conversation the other night. I didn't chime in because, you know, so many people on there chiming in about it. But I heard Vaughn came on and he tried to make a statement. And he never got a chance to really finish the statement. A couple of people answered it for him. But it was a retainment to, I guess, what he was trying to say to me was, The days from back then and now, the cars got a wider horsepower range, and there's so many different style cars now than what it was back then. It's probably also one of the things that kind of eliminate races, because back then everybody had damn near the same horsepower, give or take, unless it was just an all-out race car versus a street car. So that's one of the reasons to him why I was, and I, you know, I have said the same thing, so that's why I understood it. That was one of the things that probably made it more easier for us to have more consistent races. Everybody wasn't too far apart in the horsepower range. Well, these days, it's a wide range. You know, and you damn sure would have to, with some of these faster cars out here now, they won't even take them on the street. And if you go to the track, in order for some of these cars to race them cars, it will be an unspeakable amount of space you had to get them to make it happen. That I guess a lot of times they don't think it's worth it. But that is a true statement, boy. The horsepower range is really wide. The range between horsepower to horsepower can get very wide now these days. You know, so, you know, that's all I wanted to really say about that. Everything else had been said, you know. And, you know, I'm not to say that nobody's wrong or right. It's just opinion, you know, even with myself. But it's just showing how many different things can stop racing from being the way it was back then, you know. But I also heard them say that they ain't you know, really doing nothing on the street these days, and I don't see that. Them boys, when the weather right for them, not only do they go out there, they be organized. And them boys be out there from morning sometime to night, like they at the track. And the organization about them is how they prep the track, and they don't let nobody park after that starting line. And that's a good thing. And we've seen that consistently. And they damn sure be out there on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and they do go out there during the week too if they got a race. So it looked just like it was when we was out there. It just don't look the same to us because we don't go out there no more. So a lot of time we miss it. You know, we don't catch up with it on Facebook or indulge in it. It seemed that way. But them boys be out there racing, boy. I mean, they be out there racing. And she's going to work this time. I'm trying to open kid up. Nope, this thing is still acting a fool. I don't know if y'all hear me. I guess y'all can hear me. Kid raise his hand. But I'm trying to open kid up, and it went to spinning, then it don't open. I'm trying again. I hope that shit, I thought Blog Talk had this shit back operable. Hey, kid, I'm trying to open you up. I'm going to see if it'll take you in the private room just to see if it'll switch. It just beeped and didn't take me nowhere, and that's the first time it beeped. Let me try it again. Still saying we in the private room, kid. And then my computer. Hey, you is back out there. Wow. It's showing you back out there, kid. Could you still hear me? Hey, kid. I'm in the private room for real, I guess. Ain't nobody hearing me. All right, kid, could you hear me now? Oh, shit kicked me back in that game. This shit fucked up. Could you hear me now, kid? Oh, man, that sucker got me in the private room. Try to get out again. Kid, could you hear me? Hey, kid, could you hear me? Hey, anybody else want to raise their hand? Are we going back? Hey, kid, could you hear me now? Ah, this fucked up. You kicked me back in here. Anybody hear me now? I'm back out. Kid. Yo, kid. Big Mark, raise your hand, man, if you're out there, if you can hear me. Marvin, if you hear me, man, raise your hand. Baby boy, if you hear me, raise your hand, baby boy.
Angry Bird, can you hear me?
Hey, who this?
Can you hear me?
This thing acting crazy. Yeah, I can hear you now. I got your
mic. Oh, it's Angry Bird, man.
Oh, what up, man? Yeah,
Angry Bird. I'm trying to help you out.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man, because everybody else act like they won't let me know nothing. I done called Big Mark.
Well,
I done called Marvin. We know that's Mark, hey. But it's still to kick you. I don't know how you hear me because it's saying that you on mute still. And I can't hear kid at all. And it's it's a kid out here where we at, but I don't hear.
Well, maybe they need to hang up
Chuck
and said, call you back.
Chuck said he raised his hand and ain't jumped up yet. No, don't hang up. It's going on with the show. We just going to have to, it must be working real slow. I can't see Chuck hand come up
call
yet.
In. Kid
said he had to call twice before he got in, so the board's still messing up. The show still messed up. It's just better than it was last night. I guess they thought they had it fixed. But if they paying attention, they know now it ain't. Hey, Chuck, I'm trying to wait and see if it's going to kick your hand up. I'm trying to see if you kick your hand up, Chuck. I got your text, if you can hear me. It seemed like it's working real, real slow. How long did you hit the button before I answered you, Angry Bird?
I heard you was having problems, so I said, well, let me hit the one button.
Yes, you pop right up.
Yeah, I
wonder
right
if he had, kid just hung up. Maybe he's going to try to call back.
Well, kid, maybe he needs to hang up and reset it some kind of way.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, that
it
shit ain't going to work. Somebody else hand just popped up.
It is acting funny because it just said, I'm muted.
Yeah, and it just, the other guy just hit his hand up and I just opened it. 5609. And Mark finally came up. 5609, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bunch of hands popping up now. Ain't gonna bury it. Everybody probably hit their hand. They probably just coming up.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, Ma, and I ain't even tried to open you up yet.
Man, I hit the one button about 9 times, man. It won't even tell you that your call is that you are now on the show. It won't say nothing.
Yeah, it won't even show it either. It shows you still on mute, and it's showing everybody still on mute. But y'all can talk. Yeah, I don't know how many times Chuck been hit it. It ain't brought Chuck up yet. He texted me and said he hit the one button. It won't even bring him up. And it had kid open, but I couldn't hear him no more.
You couldn't hear him no more, Ed?
No, he was mad. His thing was bumping around like crazy, but I was able to hear him in every room, and I was right out here. And then start bumping me around. Hey, Chuck, you ain't hang up, did you? You still waiting for it to pop up? Well, I'll tell you what, with the people we got open, we can have a show, y'all. We can talk. I'm just trying to work it out, man, but as long as we got a few people open. We could talk about some if y'all want to talk about. Hey, Big Mark.
Eddie, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, you know something got to be wrong with it. It opened up Mark's mic because Mark ain't going to do nothing. You need to really check into that.
Yeah,
you need to check in there because Mark ain't going to do nothing.
And Marvin said he on. I guess he must not be putting his hand up.
If I go off, Mark will pop up. He don't want to talk when I'm talking.
You there, Mark?
I'm just trying to help you out.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Hey, Mark, you still there? There go Kid backing it automatically. He raised hands.
I'm still here. Hello?
Yeah, well, you couldn't hear me talking to you?
I was answering you.
Oh, man.
Maybe some of that rust from that old rag-ass Pontiac of Bernard got caught up in the airways.
Oh, man. Man, Kid popped up and then he popped back out. I opened up Chuck. He seemed like Chuck might be open. Chuck, are you here?
I ain't open.
Yeah, I hear you.
I heard you, Chuck.
Chuck said,
you did?
Yes, sir. It opened you up, Chuck, finally.
I can tell y'all why Eddie's show fucked up, because Eddie ain't paid the bill.
That's the same thing Kid said, man.
I just looked at their contract, and they 2 months behind.
Oh, Lord.
That's
the same thing Kid said.
That's why.
Man,
and I'm
Kid,
on your
you
board.
Go? You back?
I'm on your board, yeah. And I don't see who. Let me try to open somebody up, Eddie.
Yeah, try it.
Can you hear me, Eddie?
Nope. Just pop in. Yeah, I hear you now.
Whoever two.
Oh, okay.
Around like...
I tried to open them up, but they shit is slow.
Yeah. And look, Kid raised his hand.
What up,
his
Chuck?
Hand went away, but his line kept jumping around.
What up, man? Y'all got to pay the motherfucking bills around here, man. It ain't bad that y'all slow, but you got to pay your damn bills so you can have a show.
Yeah, I let Eddie handle that part. He the big money
well,
down
that,
here.
Well, that's why the show was fucked up. Let Eddie do anything, the show going to be fucked
oh,
up.
Let Marvin up now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Gentlemen, y'all hear me?
Marvo,
yeah, we hear you now, Marvo.
Yes, sir. Oh, shit, maybe it's coming back around.
God damn, it done kicked Kid off 3 times.
That'd be Kid kicking himself off. That just don't get it for
man.
Kid got $40. He doing something.
Kid, maybe Kid didn't pay the bill, so they taking it out on me.
Nah.
Chuck, you just had a birthday?
Yeah, a few weeks ago, dog.
Happy birthday, man.
All good.
That's what's
yeah, myself, I got my social security. That's all I want.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
Chuck, you over there doing push-ups?
No, sir. I ain't doing shit. I'm ready to go.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I ain't got to do no push-ups and nothing. I'm ready to go.
I heard that.
Man.
Around, wait, play with all this other bullshit until it's time to go racing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's all. Yeah, what's the going on since Eddie been fucking the show up?
Man, I'm just on here listening. Listening to him telling stories about some dude that passed and how he used to run down the street when he fired a race car up and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was group that used to run down there because we all liked the race cars when we was kids and was always been taken out to U.S. 30. And every time he fired that sucker up when he got down there at Christian Bud, we run down to the corner, 72nd and Ashland, 72nd Place in Ashland. Chris and Bud, old Black Bob. You know him, don't you, Big Mark?
Mark, sleep.
No, it's like saying, the
man.
No,
this phone acting crazy. I'm
Bud,
from right here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Chris and Bub. Mark, you can talk.
Yep.
Yeah,
I
Chris
remember.
And Bub, the transmission shop.
Yeah.
You don't remember that Black Malibu was up there, Black Bob, Black Magic. The name of the car was Black Magic.
Mm. Yeah. They used to run the divide out,
away,
run
man.
Around, and come back the same way. You know, a lot of you motherfuckers old, so y'all gonna die.
Hey, Chip, watch that, man. Watch that, goddamn it.
Yeah.
Watch that.
Hey,
shit.
Mark. Hey, Mark, you a damn senior citizen, too, so your time number two.
I know it's numbers, man. That's why I'm trying to enjoy it the best I can. And that's why I'm trying to tell all these young punks to get themselves checked out and try to stay here as long as they can. Shit. I ain't mad at all.
Mm-hmm. I hate.
Shit, Christmas is over. After Christmas is over, man, take that time and go and get y'all physicals, man. Get y'all stuff together, man. Don't be the last to know. Shit, don't do it to yourself. I'm telling you. I'm going on 4 years in remission, so I'm cool.
No, you're not.
Yeah, it's a bunch of, yeah.
There's
a bunch of young people out there, Mark, dying fast. Fast as the old folks dying. Yeah,
you're man. Right about that.
Mark's going to die fast if you get that car up to the light.
Hey, man, you might as well be quiet because you ain't going to do shit.
Yeah.
Your day is numbered.
You need to donate that raggedy motherfucker to one of these park districts that's redoing their parks with that old junk shit.
I tell you what, if me and you race, whoever lose got to park their car in front of Avery Liable.
Avery Liable.
Well, shit, you already
man,
got a
what's that, a grocery store
sitting on there for you.
Every lab, the junkyard.
Oh, no. Hey, Chuck.
Yo.
Anybody in particular you looking for this year, man?
Motherfucker that's looking
next
for
year.
Me. That's right. Next year, yeah. We ain't went over
I'm
years
ready.
Yet, thank you.
I told you, I was ready.
Oh, yeah.
If they looking for me, I'll be at Bobby Cole race.
Okay. When is Bobby Cole race again?
It's like April 22nd or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Yeah. Give or take.
No, that's always the kickoff, so. It'll be in Steele, Alabama.
I heard that. That's up.
Right now, I could just sit where it's at. I'm good. I'm going nowhere else. I've not seen enough racing for a year.
I got you. Trying to see if this boy going to show anybody else trying to raise their hand. So far, it hasn't.
I mean, the way that shit is fucked up, Eddie, they just got to push the button. It'll come in when it won't, you know?
Right, come in when it won't, yeah.
Yeah.
Yours never did come in. Yours still way down the bottom.
Yeah, well,
hey, put yours back, Chuck, and hit the one button for your hand to come up at least.
Man, I done
then
left,
it bring
I
you up to the top.
I'm, I done left the computer, man.
I'm looking at it. Just hit it then. Put yourself back in the.
You want me to take myself to hit the one button and then hit it again?
Well, first you got to put yourself in mute, and then with a headset here, and then hit the one button.
Eddie, I'm not on the computer. I'm on my phone.
Oh, okay. I'm finna try to do it. Hold on. Yeah. You might be in there. I don't know. Could you still hear me? If you can't hear me, hit the one button. I can't tell you hit the one button. Because I can't hear you
can
hit the one button.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it still say you in there.
Can you hear me?
It say you in there. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, that's all I'm
trying to get Chuck's hand. I'm trying to get Chuck's hand raised so to bring him up with the rest of the people.
Right. You shouldn't have him do nothing because you know the boy fucking up. So since you got him in, leave him in and don't fuck with it.
I'm just trying to get his hand up just so I can see all the boy. That's all.
I guess I can put him back out there.
All right, now hit the one button, Chuck. If you hear me, hit the one button. He probably hitting it. It ain't responding. All right, I'm just going to open you back up, Chuck. Let's see if you can compensate again. All right, Chuck. Say something now, Chuck. It ain't bounced back out there yet, but she has spent and stopped. Yeah, I just had to keep scrolling down to make sure he was still there. I was just trying to get him up close. I heard something that time. That you, Chuck? Chuck might have fell off now. Right, where did the number go? He way down here now. God damn, he all the way at the bottom now. Let me try to open him up. You hit the one button, Chuck? Mm-hmm. Oh. Where you go that time?
If you want to.
He bouncing around like a motherfucker.
Sure.
Now he back up there, not even moved again. Goddamn, before I can hit his button, he didn't move. The fuck he go this time? He was up there. Now he back down here. Let's try to get his butt.
Who goddamn
tell Chuck to stand still?
I don't know. Be still, Chuck. Goddamn. All right, we got him open again. Now in the open frame. Could you hear us, Chuck, now? Could you talk?
I've been in. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. But it was bouncing you around, man. I had to go chasing you.
Quit telling me hit the one button, goddammit. And I'm good.
I ain't gonna bother you no more, Chuck. I'm gonna let you just sit there.
You run this motherfucking show like you run your program. Fucked up.
Oh, man. And that's the way, that's what I believe in doing. That's what I believe in doing, fucking up. That's why I'm going to fuck you up when I get a chance.
Yeah, what's up,
y'all going to Galat?
Huh?
Y'all going to Galat Motorsports?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
The first race I'm going out to is Bobby's race.
Okay. You heard about it though, right?
Yeah, I know about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Shit. Yeah. That shit bounce around somebody. Damn, Chuck, what you found?
Right now, ain't no good lot in the future.
I heard that.
We'll see.
Yes, sir.
What you got planned, Leroy?
I'm just laying low and just listening to everybody talk shit. And you know, soon as time permit, I'm gonna knock everybody's shit loose.
That's why I'm here.
Looks like you're having a little trouble putting this woman in her place. Man, what kind of
animal show y'all got going on over there? I don't know what baby
is, man. sound like somebody playing with animals.
I think there's a TV somebody got on and ain't realizing.
Man, somebody
they probably don't even know their mic open, man.
Yeah,
they probably don't even know their mic open. I'm seeing this shit jump around like crazy, Chuck.
Yeah. somebody playing with animals.
No, I'm drinking, no nothing.
Man. Well, we tried, man, two nights in a row.
Yeah.
You know.
So it's fucked up last night, huh?
Oh, it wouldn't even let you do this last night.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, whoever got that TV on, could y'all just mute y'all mic until you're ready to talk? Because somebody got a TV on pretty loud, and we already having board trouble. And I don't want to go look for it because then it'll be having to move everybody to find you.
They might not be able to mute their mic, Eddie.
No, they can mute their own mic. They mute their headset or mute their phone. That's all they got to do.
They can mute their phone.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Right,
so that's what they need to do. That's what I'm telling them. Mute their mic. Mute your phone, man.
They
can't mute this anyway. I got to mute this.
They don't understand English. You got to tell them push the mute button on their phone.
They got to explain it to them, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, whoever got that noise in the background, we already got technical difficulties. Could you hit your mute button on your phone or your headset so we don't have to hear that shit?
Campbell is a bonus. That was his sample. It can break and enjoy the sound of choice.
All right, Chuck, it moved you all the way up and everything, man. It's moving slow as hell.
Yeah, I'm just listening, dog. That's all.
Yeah.
See what I missed? I ain't been on here in a month, so I'm just listening.
Yeah. I mean, who that is, they got that shit up loud, too. They going in and out.
Yeah.
It ain't me, Eddie. I'm on you.
Yeah, I know.
The kid get back on?
Kid back on here. Kid, you back on? It must have kept kicking Kid out.
Sweet. What do you want to tell me about this? Maybe it was too hot.
Somebody don't know their phone ain't open. They yeah, don't right. think their phone open. That's probably what it is.
How many fingers?
It's probably somebody. It probably ain't even showing they open. I think I found it.
I'm gonna show you.
Yeah, he gonna want them way down here. That's open. Let me see. It might pop them back open. I just muted.
Okay, yeah, I can hear it now. Down
yeah.
goes Denver.
What?
I like
oh,
the
I see. I see y'all. Yeah. Hey, Robert, if you hit the one button, it is going to take a while probably to bring you to the top and try to open you up. But I don't know if you hit it or not. So if you did, just hold on. It'll pop up there. Yeah.
Man, they really be fucking with y'all people that don't pay y'all bills on time.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah, man. All right, y'all. Let's try to ignore this damn board. Let's try to talk like we want to talk. If anybody got anything to say, come on with it. If your mic open, come on with it. It's your muscle and blow to everybody's mind. Huh?
Is Sam having the bowling party this year?
Yeah, that probably be in, what, February or something like that? March, maybe?
Okay. Did he announce it yet?
No, he haven't announced it yet.
Okay.
No.
I just want to know because I ain't been on no damn show. I want to find out.
Yeah, we want to try this year to put the stuff together early. We probably gonna start working on it as soon as I get a chance to talk to Sam. And start trying to put the event together early. And so we can start announcing it now, you know, as fast as possible. We don't want to wait till it get close, you know, to start announcing it. We're going to try to see, like, what kind of shootout we can put together and be able to try to give people the information as we put the information out, you
now,
know, instead of waiting to...
Wait a minute. I asked about a bowling party. You talking about a damn shootout.
I'm just telling you, we're going to try to do everything early as possible. Now, I got to talk to Sam. Somebody suggested that to me today, and it sounded like a good idea. It's worth a try, you know. We definitely going to try to keep pushing the shootouts because we didn't do good last year, and I think that was a good setup we had, and people didn't respond. So as far as a no entry fee shootout, we ain't going to do that. But what we did last year was good enough. You know, it was definitely more than what the entry fee was, what they was getting back. You know.
We all did a no entry shootout.
No, I say we can't do that. We can't right now. We ain't able to do that. We'll see if we can try to do that. I got to try to get some sponsors or something. See if I can find some sponsors.
If you do a no entry shootout, they'll come.
I know it. That's my goal, to try to do that. Yeah, come like crazy then.
Oh, that means that y'all got to spend a little money to get some money. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Did I say that out loud?
Too loud.
So that's how you got to get them, dog. You got to spend a little money. Take a little of that gate money and put on there and offer them people $10,000, $15,000. They'll come.
You know, we got to get a little more established. before we can do that, we got to know 9 out of 10 is going to be with enough people to come to be able to do that, you know. And
oh yeah, I'm good.
You
got to
get a little better established.
If you got it, if you got a minimum 8 cars or whatever it got to be, they'll come.
Yeah.
Long as y'all paying out some money, they coming.
Right.
Class races love that because they don't spend no money. They just get
right.
in. They just get in and do what they do and try to win the money.
Oh yeah.
When they ain't got to spend a dime of their money.
Yeah, but we got to do something to grow, man. Because I know this thing can be a little more consistent in being bigger than what we've been getting, you know. Even though last year everybody had a pretty successful, you know, event up this way. But we need them to be better. I mean, Vaughn had a good event. We had a pretty good event as far as like crowd. And Drag had a pretty good event, and he had even had rain, you know, and stuff.
Yeah.
Weather was kind of playing with him, yeah. And he still had a pretty decent crowd. So it seemed to me it's on the verge of getting better, and we need to help it. Yeah.
I hear
you. That's all. Put our heads together and get it done.
Chuck Tuck.
What up, Leroy?
Man, you got it, man.
Nah, I ain't got it, dog.
No, man. So you're trying to get it?
I'm hanging on the shelf like a leaf in a windstorm.
Man, let's just say you're just chilling with your fist balled up.
That's all, dog.
Yeah, I feel you.
Watching a little football, see if I can make some money.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Waiting on that punk ass buddy to say something stupid.
Man, you know I ain't going to do that, Chuck.
Well, you a motherfucking Bear fan. They playing Cleveland tomorrow.
You talking about Cleveland with that number one defense?
The Cleveland ain't got number one shit.
That's bullshit. They say Cleveland got number one defense, bro.
They number one in a weak-ass league.
Look, you ain't got to try to convince me to bet against Cleveland. Just tell me how you want to do it. And I know if I want to do it or not.
Bet 40 then, motherfucker. Bet 40.
No, you owe me 50, motherfucker.
I don't owe you $50, motherfucker. I owe you $21.
It's recorded, man. You owe me $50, man.
Bet the whole 40,
man. The show was recorded.
Bet the whole 40.
Bet the whole 50, man. But what you going to give me, man? I'm an underdog.
You ain't no underdog.
Now, I am an underdog,
favorite.
Man. The Bears is underdog.
They got the Bears favorite. They got the Bears favorite.
The Bears is the underdog, man. And I want whatever they get in the Bears now.
You got head up action. Fit it off. We'll clear the slate.
The Bears are scared you motherfuckers now, boy. They win a couple of games. And y'all motherfuckers goddamn it get scared now. Y'all scared now. The better
scared.
Get first, y'all. I'll fuck them and they'll bet. They,
you
I do this and I bet
you
give you this and I give you that.
Do you want to bet the 50
Yeah. I do want to bet, but I ain't going to bet like no fool, man. I want what I'm underdog at.
You not an underdog. The Bears are favored to win.
Let me go see. Let me go see. How they going to be the favorite to win against the number one motherfucking team?
Hey, Eddie, do you have an iPhone?
I don't want no ragged-ass iPhone, man.
Okay, well, you act like you an iPhone user.
Nah, man, I don't need no ragged-ass iPhone.
That 50, we gonna clear the slate.
Let me check and see if I want to do that, man.
See? That's why I don't fuck with you non-decisive-ass people. Y'all bet with y'all motherfucking heart, not your mind.
Tell them, Chuck.
They got to go check that. Motherfucking Las Vegas ain't on the... Las Vegas ain't on the fucking field. It's the players. Now the motherfucker gonna close the show up so he can go check on his little cheap ass phone to see what the odds.
Close the show up, man. The phone on my computer.
I just told you the fucking Bears a favorite.
I don't listen to shit you say, brother.
Whatever. Just bet the whole 50. Win and pay it off.
They say the Browns are 3-point favorites against the Bears. Now, you give me them 3 points, motherfucker, you got to bet.
I ain't going to bet it, dog.
All right, then. Sit your scary ass down somewhere then.
You got head up.
Give your ass,
man.
No, I ain't got head up. I'm 3 points down. Now, give me them 3 points and get down, man.
Hey, Leroy.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Would you tell Eddie shut the fuck up?
That's what I thought. Y'all here to scared, nigga. The Bears have won a couple of games. Now they scared.
I don't even like the Bears. That's why I bet against them.
I love the Bears, man. I'm a Bears fan. Don't you see me? How you like me now?
You keep riding with the motherfucking losers.
Yeah, I am, man. I am, because I'm loyal. Just like I'm loyal to the Chicago drag racers. Racing anybody else. I'm loyal to that. I'm loyal just like no matter who the fuck we run with clocks off, I ain't going to never bet against them. I'm loyal to that. You don't know how to do that, man. So now take your sorry scared ass and sit down somewhere and leave me alone about my Bears because you don't want to fuck with them.
I got $50.
Tell me the right shit is on. All I want is three.
You ain't got no confidence.
All I want is three. All I want is them three. I believe in the media, what they say. All I want is them three. And you get the tie if they tie.
Eddie,
you get the tie.
Listen to me. In between your thumb and your pinky, you got three fingers. Take them and stick them up your ass. Now you got your three.
That ain't nice, Chuck. That ain't nice, man. I'll never tell you that like that, man. I never say that to you, Chuck.
If you big and like
damn,
that,
Chuck.
Fuck you.
Damn, Chuck, it say you drop.
I'm still on here.
I know, but it say you drop.
All right, but don't worry about the boys. You know it's fucked up.
Oh, man. I don't believe you talking to me like that, man. This is the Mudbone, man. This is
man, motherfucker Mudbone and all the people that claim you.
Oh, shit. Damn. All that because you scared to bet me in the Bears game, man? And
hey,
I even said it's really...
Have I ever asked you for points?
Hey, Chuck, you ain't never betted with the Bears.
Oh, no, I never will.
And if you would've, I would have never betted against you with the Bears, because you know why? That's my team, man. Mine. All mine.
That sounds like losers claiming losers.
That's all right. You scared to get a loser 2 points, motherfucker. Because if I'm giving you the tie, then that you only give me 2 points if I give you the tie. The tie winner is the winner. If they tie up, you win.
I'm not offering you shit but a straight up win.
Then shut the fuck up, scared nigga.
Whatever, man. Whatever.
Damn, you act like... You act like Mark talking angry bird. You scared. Angry bird. You scared of me. Ain't the right angry bird.
I'm betting you this little money, but I've been betting all day.
Hell no. Oh, fall asleep before I woke next.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah,
Eddie.
Man. Huh?
Hey, Eddie, Angry Bird and Mark is like two chickens in the coop and the rooster sitting by the front gate.
Oh, man.
He'd be like, why y'all fighting each other? Y'all got to go through me anyway.
What?
Yeah, man. He's talking about the chicken and the rooster, man, and the coop. Chicken and the rooster in the, sitting at the front gate.
It's two chickens in the coop and the rooster by the front door. So why is they fighting each other? Y'all got to go through him anyway.
Right.
Well, goddamn. Who the chicken? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Big Mark and Angry Bird. They the chickens.
Is the chicken.
They're both of them? Those would be one chicken, man.
Yeah, when he's
one
playing.
One got to be the female and one got to be the male.
But the rooster is at the front door waiting on the ass.
Well, thank you.
The rooster's
waiting on Mark's ass. He better not move.
Y'all can play around with yourself all you want. You still got to come through me.
Uh-oh.
We got to come through you. I'm still lost.
Through the rooster.
What the hell is he talking about?
That's the rooster, not me. The rooster.
Ouch. I made my tea get too damn hot.
Damn, Chuck, come on, man.
Hey, Eddie, how do you know any tricks that you can get somebody, you know, somebody in the corner got two stock cars and the other person scared to race? How do you get them trapped? How do you trap them? What can you do to trap them?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to do with Chuck right now with this bet, but he ain't going. And
man,
I even
Chuck
told him.
Chuck, too scary. Say what?
Yeah, man, I even told him he gets the tie. That means
he
only gave me
2 points.
But see,
two ways to win.
He gets
the
tie.
The reason y'all fail to realize, I do this every day. So I already know what I'm going to give and what I ain't going to give. Eddie is just a peon that don't know what he's doing. So he's just trying to fuck y'all up, and he needs some help.
Only thing I need help. All I need, help from them is to help carry your ass outside the ring because you ain't going to fight, motherfucker. I don't need to knock you out. You already fainted.
Well, I got $50 say Cleveland beat the Bears tomorrow.
And I say $50 for 3 points and the two points, they won't.
I just told you I'm not giving up no points.
I just tell you, if you don't want to give me my just due, what Vegas say,
That means stop talking about me betting.
Yeah, we both need to stop talking then, man.
No, you need to stop talking.
Anytime, if you eat your Wheaties and you want to bet, don't text me. Call me. Because I don't give a fuck. If it's 6 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, call me and tell me.
Say, Eddie, that's calling me out and asking for a spot. That's calling me out and asking for a spot. I ain't going to do it.
Well, they say, you can't they say it's okay.
You
either you give
you
it or you don't.
Leave me alone.
I didn't call you out. You asked me to bet. And I told you the only way I bet is we go by Vegas.
That's just right. You said the only
and
way
then
you'll
you
bet
lied.
Is you
then
spot.
You lied
and
to
I
me
said,
and said the Bears was the favor. And then you lied to me and said the Bears was the favor.
They are.
And you trying to race and you trying to bet me head up. So I called you on your lie and I looked it up.
I'm just sorry.
You're a dirty, low-down, dirty snake that lie, man, and try to take my money.
You just don't look at the same shit I look at.
It's a shame. Ooh, Chucky need to be learning. You got my asshole burning. And don't you know that is a shame to try to rob a motherfucker?
Quit trying to sing
it. Oh, it's a shame.
But it's the point.
Mama just don't do the same. If you want to be. All right, Chuck, I already got the bets off, man. Ain't no bet. Ain't no bet.
Yeah, all right. Whatever.
All right, man. What's the next thing you want to do to me, man? What's the next thing you want to do?
I don't want to do shit to you, Eddie.
Okay. I guess I'm a better than he thought I was.
You don't wear the same size clothes the women that I fuck with.
I hope them bitches ain't big as me because you won't be able to pick them up.
I can't. I don't fuck Flame with them.
Around
I
and shit.
I don't fuck with
them.
All
right then. That's what I say. I hope they ain't.
Because you was sending one of them inviting ass offers, like, what I want to do with you. I don't want to do a motherfucking thing with you.
Well, I do want to do something with you.
No.
I want to get you in that motherfucking scandal and put your ass in the ring and knock your ass out.
I'm ready, too,
but the weather ain't ready.
No, you ain't. Ain't none of y'all was ready.
Oh, yeah. We ready. We just waiting around.
Mm-hmm. Same old song.
All around the world.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, be cool, Eddie. It's some more candy on the floor.
You're right.
I'm sorry. See, Eddie,
yeah, I'm sorry.
Leroy and you. Leroy know how to shut the fuck up and listen. You just jump out the fucking back door. So that's why.
Well, man,
why don't you take your own lesson, man?
Because your motherfucking mouth ain't stopped yet.
You
sitting there island burning all your race gas, motherfucker.
You still talking.
Look, man, I don't want to fight with you, Chuck, man. I don't want to fight with you.
You ain't going to fight with me. But see, that's how you got to learn.
I don't want to fight with you, Chuck, man. I'm shutting the fuck up. But
and
I ain't listening to your ass.
More candy on the floor. And you don't even understand.
And I understood that. I understand what he said. There's other suckers besides you. That's what he's saying. He's saying there's other motherfucking lollipops out there besides you. That's what he's saying. I got it. I got you, Leroy. I'm done. But he won't shut up. He don't know when to shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. See?
Because you still talking?
Talking don't make you bad, Eddie.
I'm surprised some of the candy ain't called here.
Eddie won't open their mic, Leroy.
Hey, they might have tried, Leroy. They probably didn't know when they fucked up and didn't let them in to keep trying. Because kids say he tried a couple of times, and this motherfucker must have something against kid because it looked like it kicked him out about four or five times.
Hey, Eddie, see, it's the perfect example. You didn't have to explain that shit. Everybody know the show fucked up. Just let that shit die, and they figure it out on them.
The only one told me that he had to call himself twice to get in, and then they keep kicking him out.
You missed the point again. You ain't even have to say nothing about it. Just let it ride. You're not letting it ride. You got to respond in everything somebody say. Just let that shit ride. When they ready to get on, they gonna say something. Let that shit ride, dog.
Okay.
You don't feel me on that. I feel you. Because every time somebody say something, you got to respond to it. Just don't respond to that shit.
I gotta respond, man. I will be rude if I don't respond.
If you keep responding, then you talking loud and saying nothing. Let that shit
okay,
roll.
Well, why do you keep responding, Chuck? Why do you keep responding to me?
I don't. I'm trying to give you an A for the motherfucking game that you don't seem to comprehend.
You still responding, man.
All right, I'm going to shut the fuck up.
I'm going to let you shut the fuck up
and let you bury your own self.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
All right, I'm quiet.
I just heard that.
Did you hear me call?
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah. Yo, what up, Leroy?
What up, man? Yeah, this shit about to be real interesting, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, this shit gonna be real interesting.
We'll see. I think everybody gonna be ready. It'll be good.
Shit, I think everybody ready though.
Yeah. Well, you know how that shit go.
Yeah, well,
ready.
When I speak about people being ready, I'm speaking about your camp. You got a big ass camp.
We ain't got no big camp.
Yeah, the people that I know that
everything is running and ready.
Yeah, and the people that's affiliated in some kind of way with y'all, I think they pretty much ready too, and if they not, they close to it, and that's why I made the comment that shit gonna be real interesting.
I hear what you're saying a little bit.
Yeah. Well, the only thing, you know, I guess at this point, it's either going to be motherfuckers saying shit like, when we get ready, when the season start, you either going to have motherfuckers saying they ready to race, or gonna say some cake ass shit like, when we get ready. You know, so,
yeah.
So the real motherfucker, the motherfuckers that serious about this shit, they gonna be ready. And you ain't gonna hear a motherfucker saying no shit like when we get ready.
Mm.
You know, so
when we get ready,
that,
we be dead.
Yeah, because that when we ain't gonna even be.
That shit ain't
coming from over here.
It ain't gonna fly.
No. That's gonna be for whoever say it should be embarrassed in the motherfucker. So, yeah, that's why I say shit gonna be real interesting.
Mm. Yeah, he killing Russell Wilson ass out. Mm. Eddie, you ready? Come on, tell me this motherfucking lie, chump. You know, hey, Leroy, you know he was gonna lie.
Oh, shit.
He gonna sway, he don't hear me talking about, oh, I was checking the board. That motherfucker hear me.
Hey, my buddy had came to me one day, Chuck. He said, hey, man, why you got them big-ass tires on this motherfucking car? I said, hey, homie, you worry about the wrong shit. Oh, shit. Yeah, man. I thought that was some funny shit, man.
Yeah. Most of them do worry about the wrong shit.
Yeah,
really worried about shit don't even concern them. So, you know.
Yes, sir.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Put that punk motherfucker on anyway. You done ran him off the phone, Leroy?
No, you asked him a question.
Oh, I might ask him some dumb shit like, when you going to be ready, huh? Okay. So he won't answer. Okay.
He probably pushing them buttons again.
If you know the board is fucked up, just leave it alone. You can't fix it by pushing the button.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't like talk show hosts.
God damn.
Yeah. He probably unmuted everybody but me and you.
Yeah.
Eddie, where your scary ass at? Yeah, he gone.
God damn. I hear them boys locked in up there in North Carolina in March. You gonna come up there or you just chilling?
No. Not April.
Mm-hmm.
Not April.
Yeah.
No, sir. No.
Yeah.
Just wait April like it always been. I'm not fucking around with that half-ass cold and half-ass hot weather.
Yeah, where is it going to be in still?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like April 22nd, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
this motherfucker gonna play this song.
I'm sitting on my trans brake, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor, on the motor.
I'm sitting on my trans brake, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor, on the motor.
How? There I go, baby, and I'm in the groove.
On the motor, on the motor.
Came from out of nowhere.
On the motor, on the motor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Attention, attention. That is all.
Oh, man. Y'all play too much.
He pushing buttons and don't realize it's like a 5 or 10 minute delay for the evening to come over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he brings her ass back.